British Prime Minister Theresa May had been very positive with her Brexit negotiations and everything seemed to be going swimmingly. Well, until she forgot to check with her Northern Irish unionist colleagues, the ones that keep her in power in the House of Commons. They have all along set out their conditions for a border with Southern Ireland, but Theresa May seems to have forgotten about this when she was negotiating with the EU. I asked Professor Simon Tormey from the University of Sydney to explain the situation.
So we're in what they might call the pre-Brexit negotiations. So before they start talking about trade, the European Union requested clarity on three things. One was the freedom of EU citizens in the UK and vice versa. Second thing was money and how much Britain owed the European Union as part of its kind of divorce package. And then the third thing was clarifying the status of the Northern Irish border, which has been a big issue because, of course, with the UK leaving the European Union, that means that normally a hard border would need to be put in place between the north of Ireland and the south of Ireland to make sure that there's no absolute freedom of movement, that lorries are being inspected for the nature of the goods they're carrying and all those kind of things. So the Irish have always said, and they're supported broadly across the British Isles.
And that's been working quite well, hasn't it? I mean,
it's been working extremely well. So Ireland is now a serious proposition as a tourist destination, relatively harmonious. There are still problems in inner city areas and so on, but a lot of the heat has gone out of the kind of, sort of tribal factions that were going on there. I was in Northern Ireland myself this time last year, and actually it was very pleasant, and everybody seemed to be very relaxed. But then Brexit has really put the Bunsen burner under everything, because it really looks like this is a very intractable problem, and it looks like one side is going to have to lose in order for the other side to win. It's that kind of situation we're in.
So is the Democratic Unionist Party saying that they don't want a soft border, they want a hard border?
No, they'd like a soft border, but they'd like it to be in the form of basically Ireland agreeing or the European Union agreeing that there's a special arrangement between Ireland and Northern Ireland and that there shouldn't be any border between those two things. But the European Union has made it very clear that when the UK leaves the European Union, it has to put in borders in order to protect and promote its own interests. So they are absolutely adamant that Northern Ireland has to have exactly the same status as the rest of the British mainland.
But the talks seem to be going quite well and everyone seemed to be quite bullish. What exactly was said that tipped off the Unionist Party that something might be lost?
Well, the talks are going fantastically well because Theresa May was conceding every single point that the Irish wanted and the EU wanted. So she conceded the 40 or 50 billion euros a year. She's conceded the issue about European Union citizens. And she was all ready to concede the fact that Northern Ireland would need a special status. In other words, be part of a customs union or even remain within the single market. And she was doing all this with great sort of rapidity, and they were priming the press for a big announcement yesterday and everything like that. And then somebody said, well, have you spoken to the DUP about this? And he's like, oh, I knew there was one phone call that I'd missed out here, and that was to her own coalition partners. And this is what we're all scratching our heads about, because the DUP line has been absolutely steadfast since day one. The one thing they will not give up on is the idea that Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom and has to have exactly the same status as Wales and Scotland and London and all the rest of it. So we're all sort of going, how have we got to a situation where Theresa May is practically kind of bugling the good news across the media networks of the world with all the ramifications, the rise in market, strengthening pound and all the rest of it, and she hasn't spoken to her own coalition partners? Quite extraordinary.
Well, it's not the first time that a British Prime Minister has had a little bit of problem over Ireland, is it?
Well, it's not, and what this has demonstrated is, of course, that Ireland has gained enormous stature and power from being a member of the European Union. So the European Union has been very, sort of really very steadfast on this, and it says, you know, we're backing Ireland. What Ireland wants, the other 26 countries of the European Union will back. So this really shows, paradoxically, the power of being part of a much larger club. So far from the British being able to take back control, it's actually the Irish who are able to exercise enormous power completely out of proportion to a country of 3 million citizens. Why? Because they've got the backing of 500 million citizens on the mainland, and they've got all the EU institutions lined up behind them. And really, this is making Britain look terribly feeble, and Theresa May, you know, she might be gone by Christmas. Is this serious enough of a crisis for us to be able to really speculate that we might be into a general election scenario early next year?
Professor Simon Tormey from the University of Sydney, ending that report.